Why is it so important to eliminate Christ from Christmas? By Eugene Lopatinsky, the 12th of December 2020, Christian Living. Merry Christmas, guys. Can we say it together with Isaiah 9 verses 6? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The above is a prophecy, given 8 centuries before for the first coming of Christ, declaring to us, that he shall be a man, but his name shall be God. This first coming of Christ was to pay ransom for all who are his. The second coming, now almost imminent, will be as King of Kings, as the only incorruptible and just King of this planet. According to man's tradition, whose birthday will we celebrate this Christmas and who should receive any gifts? Who is Christ Jesus, the coming King over planet Earth? Observe. 1. Jesus who? He is mankind's only hope for salvation. John 3 verses 36. 1. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Acts 4-12. 1. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Who says so? Father God says so. What does that make all the other religions and sects of this world? Salvation is possible only by faith in the uniqueness of Christ Jesus, the Christ of the Bible. Salvation is by faith, by believing who he is, why he came, and what he says. Christ speaks today in the entire Bible, never outside of it. Galatians 1, verses 8-9, King James only. Avoid, like a plague, every addition to, or alteration, of the Bible. Right here is where Satan will attack first, in every cult, every slanted giant religion, and every anti-God movement. A non-biblical Jesus cannot save you. The greatest department that Satan has is the department of religions. Don't trust any pastor, don't trust any organized giant religion, verify all they teach with the Bible. Check yourself what God says in a King James Bible. Today all modern language Bible versions are being corrupted by Luciferians, or rather, by their glorified agents, masquerading as Christians. If you disagree, examine Bible Mutilation, www.elapatinsky.wixsite.com. Remnant of God, under Protect Your Faith. Every cult will deny some vital part of the identity of Christ Jesus. Will that deny salvation? There are now a host of demons pretending to be Jesus, believe it or not. There is also Semiramis, a woman idol, pushing herself, extremely cleverly, into the place of Christ. 2. Creator God. Colossians 1, verses 15-17. 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? 16. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him, and for him. 17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. 3. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2, verses 8-10. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. 10. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. How do you like that for credentials? Was this ever claimed for Buddha or Muhammad or anyone? How could all religions be equal? John 8 verses 58. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. This is the I am of Jehovah, John 8 verses 24-24. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. 4. All power in heaven and earth. Matthew 28, verses 18-20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. 19. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Did Buddha, Zoroaster, Muhammad or anyone ever say that of himself? How could religions be equal? 5. Thou art my Son. Hebrew 1, verses 2-3 and 6-2. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. 3. Who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. Adam was created, Christ Jesus was begotten. A designer might design and construct an automobile, an artifact, an object of design. If he begets a son, he duplicates himself. Every cult, seemingly, has corrupted the unique identity of our Savior before its members. You can figure out why, yourself. Do they worship a different God? 6. God loves you and gave himself for you. Following our man's custom, why not consider giving something to honor him for his birthday? Why not try and give your Savior something that counts, like reading and obeying the Bible? The Bible is a love story, written with blood, upon a wooden cross, the story of God's love for you. Men are not lost because they are sinners, they are lost because they have rejected Jesus who died for them. The ultimate treasure, is not creation, it is the Creator. Any conceivable sacrifice in this world is worthwhile to find our Lord and to belong to him. If you want him, pray now with me, dearest Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins, please be the Lord of my life, help me to love you with all my heart and obey you with all my strength and to read your Bible, every day of my life.